Lord, I want to lift up some of the needs in our church family to you. Lord, I pray for Jenny Whiteman. She's a week at a surgery, and I just pray that you would continue to heal her and restore her to strength. And just continue to pray that you would be holding her in your care. Today as well, there are hundreds and thousands of teenagers that have descended upon Brayside Camp for Pitch and Praise, Lord. God, I ask that you would change lives this weekend, that through the speakers, through the worship, through the leaders that are there, give them the words to say. Just Holy Spirit, just may you be a force through that camp. And just may you draw hundreds of teens closer to you in this. Well, may new teens that have never known you know you this weekend. And just use the leaders, use the speakers and the worship to draw them to you. Finally, Lord, I want to lift up the Peru team for the work and the mission that they're doing. They're in the jungle, and we just ask your hand of protection on them, that as they're traveling, that they would be safe, that as they stop from one place to another, that you would keep sickness at bay, and that you would keep them strong through this period, and that you would not only deliver the physical needs that these people need, that they're bringing the medicine supplies and different things. I just pray that you would bring the gospel through the hearts of each and every mission team member, and that you would be shared, and that you would save lives, not only in the physical, but in the spiritual world as well. Lord, we just lift all these things up to you, and we just continue to want to give you praise as Jeremy shares the message that is on his heart with us today. In your name I pray, amen.
Amen. How's everyone doing today? Well, that sounded so enthusiastic. I'm so glad I'm here. How are you doing today? Great. I've got a different t-shirt on today. It says feedback. It's actually, I got given it. I'm not on staff, but it's from Pitch and Praise. So I've been there all weekend with our teenagers, and I wouldn't miss it for the world. Left there at 5 this morning, and I was up till midnight losing in the final round of the Euchre tournament with Drew Ballack to Shauna Wark. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So congratulate her, because she again, ruined my dreams. It's been a great weekend, and their theme is from James. And we'll get to that passage in a few weeks in June, James chapter 5. But it's feedback. It's the idea of confessing, of really being open to what God would say and do. And it got me thinking about this morning and where we're headed with our message, and with the grade 2 to 6 class being up today because of some sickness and lack of volunteers and things like that. Is what are we doing as a church? And this is to the adults. I'm not ignoring you kids. It's the only time I'm kind of overlooking you this morning. Adults, as a church, what are we doing to set the tone? I'll tell you what. Last night, our teens had opportunity to just go forward and take a friend or take a leader and confess some things. It says if you confess your sins to one another and ask for prayer from the leaders of the church and anoint with oil, you'll be healed. You'll be set free spiritually and physically. And it was kind of an awkward moment because not one or two went up, everyone. And so then there wasn't space at the front. We're just kind of standing wherever we were, and it was wonderful. And we had small group debrief time. And I thought, where are we as adults? Because realistically, we're trying to be an intentionally multi-generational, intentionally multicultural church. They need you to set the tone. And it got me thinking about me, too. Am I willing to just be open to respond to what God is saying? Am I willing to confess my sins to someone else? Am I willing to have the openness to put my pride aside, as Darian said, and set the tone? And I got thinking back to the beginning of September when we talked about this year. And for those of you who weren't here, we talked about a shared table where it's not the adult ministry, woohoo, and then the kids are kind of this little table over here. And we've got this nice program downstairs in a nursery and youth and all these things to take care of our kids because they're not important. They're off to the side. We are equal. We need each other. And students teach me more than you could ever know. And just that openness. And one of the things they challenge us to is to get to know five, a minimum of five. Statistics show us in the past 2-3 years there have been major studies in the States, Sticky Faith, Orange, and up here in Canada by the Evangelical Fellowship of Canada called Hemorrhaging Faith, of why young adults are leaving the church in droves. And one of the determining factors is this, 5-to-1 ratio of relationships. It's not the main thing. It's one of the things. If they have five people in their life from their church or faith community or family who are following Jesus, who are following up with them, walking with them along their journey, it does more than a great youth program, great Sunday school, great anything. It does way more. It's about relationship, and it really gets to the heart of what Jesus was all about, making disciples. He's called us to do that. And so I thought I'd give you a challenge. Being with 2,000 of my closest friends this weekend, it's been great to hear them worship and just be connected and get frustrated when we lose at sports again in the finals. And we do it every year. Country Hills is known for that. We always make it through the playoffs. But it's been a great time. But, you know, do you know five children, kids, tweens, teens, young adults? Do you know them by name? Do you know their family background? Do you ever cross over and back there and say hello? Do you serve? Okay, because some of us would say, I'm not called to serve in children's ministry. Okay, our nursery, we really need some people. And grade 2 to 6, we really need some people. I'm not called. Yes, you are. We're a church, and we have a responsibility to be mentoring and discipling our young people. And so, sorry, I thought I'd put the challenge to you. You know, it'll be awesome next year. Any of us are welcome to attend the services down at Brayside Camp. It'd be great to have this place almost empty, and you go and witness that. It's a 40-minute drive on the long weekend, and your ears will hurt, but your heart will be warm. So it's great. And so we head into James this morning, and he's talking about that with the people of whatever churches he's writing to. He's writing to scattered believers all over the place. And he's saying, look, there's some things that are happening with you. You're laying some groundwork for others to follow that they shouldn't follow. You're not following the right things. You're chasing after the wrong things. So this morning as we start, I thought, you know, rather than just have a plea and ask, look, it'd be great if some of you could hold some babies, get to know some names, serve once in a while with some of the kids and get to know them. Even if it's not your thing, it's your thing to love others, and I think we can do that. I thought it'd be great if we could just have some time of prayer for the high school students at Pitch. This is very significant. One of the speakers on Friday night shared that his life, he came from a terrible family, but his life was dramatically changed because he had three individuals or couples in his life that walked with him throughout his young adult life and high school life that kept him on track, helped him find a Bible college, and he tours with a band now, and he speaks, and God's using him in powerful ways all across North America. Came from PEI. And one family just simply bought him some good skates for hockey. Another family helped him find a college. He didn't know where to, took him on a college road trip for a few days. Simple things that we can be doing. So there's something simple we can do this morning. There are 2,000 teens gathered this morning. They start at 9:30, session's done about 11. Right now, their speaker's probably up there and speaking to them, and I think it would be great if we could just pray. So if you're not into praying publicly, sucks to be you. I don't know other way to say it. That's what I'd say to the high school students. That's what I'm saying to you. Just pass. If you're not comfortable, just pass. If this makes you uncomfortable, I don't apologize. So let's gather around us. Let's gather around us and just take 2-3 minutes. Pray for the students that God would break their hearts. Take a few minutes.